Hi everybody, this is Jonathan. Now in my podcast, I'll be sharing you about my experience that I have been in business for 8 years, particularly in the music business, in the guitar business. Now before I have my physical shop, I was actually doing it online. I'll be sharing you how I started my business online and what kind of platform that I'm using that to build my online business that to give me the advantage and the profit that I need to start my physical shop. Now I do have a physical shop. Now I will be sharing you my mistakes and challenges that I face in this guitar industries. I'll be also sharing it with you how you can actually do your online business using affiliate marketing and also using Google AdSense and all these online things for your advantage. You know, if you are running a blog, a podcast or YouTube, it will be an advantage for you. So this will be my objective of this podcast. Stay tuned. Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 1. Today I'm gonna talk about my stories, about a little bit about my background and how I start my online business. Now, if you are listening to this and if you are already feeling that you are dragging yourself to go to work and you are thinking that maybe probably there's no room for you to climb up the ladders in your job, then it is most probably is a sign that you need to find something else. Now, it is true for me during that time that I've been working in the IT industry for 10 years. I don't see myself in the next 3 to 5 years in this industry anymore, because I feel like in my company there's no room for me to climb up the ladder anymore. So I was sort of like thinking of any other opportunity. In my mind, I know I have to do business because it is only the way for me to gain more financial freedom. So I was in a lookout. I pray a lot and then I seek for advice. I read a lot of books. One of the particular books that really changed me, it is by Robert Kiyosaki. It's the book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. This book literally changed my thoughts, my thinking. So because most of the time we are programmed that we have to study hard, get a good results, get a good work, good job, good salary so that we can climb up the ladder, and then all that we know is what we need to do like that. But we know a manager post, probably out of 10 people only one get the manager post, and out of probably 2 to 3 managers will get the director post. So in order for you to climb into the ladder, I think it will take much time, much effort, and probably you are not even being selected. You know, I heard too many stories that a new graduated guy with a very good results can suddenly become your managers, can become your directors, right? It is not about the education's qualification that they have. Sometimes it's because of their relationship with the boss. Now so that's why I think I have to come out and do something that I really like, that I think I can change my own life. So I've been asking myself, what is the one thing that I am passionate about? From young, I've been playing guitars. So I really like guitars a lot. And I will study about guitars, how they build a guitar, how to set up a guitar, how a guitar is being made and what kind of woods will produce what kind of sounds. So because of that, I quickly register myself and then get a company, and then I will start marketing it online. Now, how do I start my online business? Actually, starting out using Facebook. That time there's Twitter, there's no Instagram yet. I'm using forums, using all the free portal of like forums. You know, you just have to find forums that are relevant to your niche of business. Now, for me, in Malaysia, we have one forum. It's called Gemtank and Lawyer.net. In Lawyer.net, it's quite a general forum for many kind of things, but it's generally for Malaysian. So there is a niche is for music instruments. So I post my products there. So once you register your company, you just have to go and talk to your local suppliers to ask them whether they can actually give you stocks to sell. So when they are agreeable, so all you need to do is to ask them whether you can take some photos on the products that they already have. So you are sort of promote to them. Most of the time they will agree because you are actually helping them to sell their products, right? So of course, when you're starting out, probably your percentage of getting stocks is not that high, but there's nothing to lose because you are selling online. You do not have any overhead to pay, you no rental to pay. You are just literally running the business at home, right? So how do you do that? So when you have those pictures that you've taken from your suppliers, all you need to do is to post on your Facebooks, on your blog post. Just create a blog and post the items that you are selling. And ask customers to ask for a best price. So basically, you are taking the stocks from your supplier and then you are giving a little bit discount from your side, because otherwise there's no point buying from you, right? Customer can actually buy straight from your suppliers. Unfortunately, in Malaysia, we do not have the distributor and retailer kind of relationship. In Malaysia, supplier is kind of a retailer themselves. They are selling on their own as well. So if you are going to sell the retail price, same price as your retailer, your supplier are selling, so most of the time it's very hard to get trust from strangers, customers, right? So what you need to do is, probably if you do not want to give any discount, you need to give away some free gift, like free strings, free picks, free stripe, all to bundle up together. That way, it will be more attractive for your customers to buy from you. So how do you start? If customer really are interested in the products that you are selling, you need to collect a deposit first, right? So this is how I do. So I'll ask for a deposit, probably 10-30%, depending how much is the product is. The more expensive the product, I will ask more because I'll need to protect myself. Otherwise, if I go and take the stocks and customers cancel on the product on me, then I have to bear the whole cost of the products that I'm selling, the guitars or whatever it is, right? So you have to get a deposit. I understand for a start, customer will be reluctant to buy from you because they are afraid whether or not you are legit sellers, right? Because nowadays there's a lot of scams. So to make everything seems more legit, that's why you have to register yourself as a company and get yourself a bank account, a company bank account, right? So when you ask for deposit, you are giving out the company bank account details. So when they deposited to you, make sure you have online access. Check your the money, whether it's already deposited in your bank, to see whether the money is in already. If the money is already in, then you can go to your supplier and get the stocks and find a place to meet your customers. So that's how I started. So I will meet customer usually in a place like a McDonald's, places where there's a lot of people. So you do not need, you are not afraid of being scammed, right? Most likely they will come because they already deposited the money. So after you meet up and the customer check on the stocks, make sure you take some pictures on the products. And if your customer willing, they will take photos with the products that they purchase. So this will be act as a testimonial for you. So you just take the photo with their permission, if they allow you to post on your Facebook, in your Instagram, in your Twitter, then most likely people will trust you because you have a track record of a legit customer bought from you. So the more and more you do that, people will see that there's some track record, they're most likely to trust you more and you will get more sales from there. And do not forget to pass them your name cards. So it's very important to also prepare your name cards to your customers, so whenever they have some inquiries, they can contact you directly. So this is how I start my online business. So if you want to know more, I will be talking more about this and I will be sharing you more about my mistakes and challenges. So if you are interested to start your own online business for a physical product, so you can do what I did, all you need to do is first go register yourself a company name. Now, if you are selling watch, make sure your company name is relevant to your company name. So if you are starting a watch company, no point if you are putting a badminton.com or badminton enterprise kind of company name, right? It's not relevant. So you need to find a company name that are relevant, or you can actually put a very generic company name that sort of you can keep changing different niches if you find it is not what you want. For example, your name like Jonathan Lim Enterprise, so that is sort of your own name, right? So if you are finding that the product that you are selling now is not what you want to sell after some time, you can change it. Right. So, but if you already know very clearly what you are going to sell, then it's okay that you just choose a name relevant to your company name. Right. I hope it helps. So that's the first step. Register yourself in your own country. It can be in Malaysia. We call it Suruhan Jaya Syarikat Malaysia. So it means a company commission of Malaysia, right? So you can go to any of your local places to register yourself. In Malaysia, I recommend go for enterprise first, because if you are going for private limited, we call it Sendirian Berhad, you need to pay a lot of money. You have to pay for the accounting fees, the tax, all these things adding up is gonna cost you a lot of money. So if you are starting out with an enterprise, for the first 3 years you don't have to worry about taxes. So you just have to focus on building your business. When your business is doing well, then only you can change it to Sendirian Berhad. I hope this helps, and try to start a business with minimum cost as possible, right? Alright, so the next I'll be sharing with you more, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Alright guys, that's the wrap up of episode number 1. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll be sharing more about how I start my business and the strategies that I use in the coming up episodes. Right, stay tuned. Thank you.